Dan Murphy with us from Sportsnet Vancouver. Murph, you talk about, are they really in a playoff fight? And it's crazy because they are. They're tied for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. But at the same time, it is Pinder keeps using the term turtle derby to describe the bottom of the Western Conference playoff race, and it's true. So how do you balance it? Are they a team fighting for a playoff spot, or are they a team that we should not consider a playoff team? It's tough to really answer that one.
Well, I mean, every team in that. I heard someone dub it the unamazing race, which was pretty funny. but I think that, you know, the players, of course, they see themselves in a playoff race. The coaches, of course, they do. The management does as well. But I think you have to look at it in different ways. A management group still has to, and this is the toughest thing for some groups to do, but you have to really self-analyze and be honest about where your team is at, and don't do anything foolish at the deadline. Don't try to replace Edler right now if he's going to be out for a bit. Stick to your plan. And the fact that they're in this race, it's great for the young players. But, I mean, finishing with 86 points and making the playoffs, you know, usually you'd be thinking at 94 points. So it's a different situation. All these teams in this race have warts. All have gone through, like, a terrible stretch. The Canucks lost 12 of 13 at one point in November. I mean, Anaheim's lost 18 of 20. I mean, Chicago and St. Louis are in it. Remember their start. So, you know, it is a playoff race. I think it's great for the playoffs. I think it's good for young guys to play meaningful games at this time of year. Something the Canucks haven't done for a few seasons. So for sure they're in a playoff race, but I don't think you should be thinking anything deviate from the plan that was coming to this season, which was to kind of develop and become a more competitive group.
So how does that frame their approach to February 25th and the deadline? Because that's if they're still fighting for a playoff spot, you're like, well, do we trade away these guys that are going to help us? How do you see them approaching it?
Well, I think that they – okay, here's the other thing, too, is that Jim Benning has got one more year left, you know, as a GM. So he clearly – he's got a mandate from ownership to try to make it into the playoffs. You know, and they want to re-sign Edler. And now there's word that they'd like to next year re-sign Tanev, which I don't think is necessarily the right move. I think you're probably still 4 or 5 years away from this team being one that might look like a Calgary. A team that could be, you know, a team that competes for more than just a wild card spot. So, you know, you have to balance it because I understand the GM doesn't want to take a step back next year. And if you all of a sudden didn't have Edler and Tanev, well, in the likelihood you take a step back is a good one. But I also think you have to still be looking at what your window is. And if you can get assets for some of these players, you absolutely should be looking at it. If there's no deal to be made, fine. But I don't think you should look at Alex Edler or Chris Tanev as untouchable and needing to re-sign these guys. I think you should be trying to get assets for them.